Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad, and today is Thursday, 27th of February, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The markets will resume trading after a day's hiatus, as the GIFT Nifty trends are pointing out to another muted start for the Indian markets. In the last session, Nifty did end flat, marking a decline for the fifth straight session. Even in the broader markets, the Nifty mid-cap and the small-cap indices declined for the third straight session, wherein the IT index hit a six-month low. Today is the monthly expiry for Nifty, and the session will mark the end of yet another forgettable series for the Nifty bulls, as this will be the fifth month in a row of negative returns during a series. The last instance of five straight months of negative returns for the Nifty happened 28 years ago in 1996. Now moving on, let's take a look at the top stocks that will be in limelight today. First up is the shares of SBI, as the bank has reached a housing book loan of 8 lakh crore and aims to grow its mortgage book to 10 lakh crore by March 2027. The bank also plans to leverage its home loan relationships to offer more financial products, including credit and liabilities to borrowers. Secondly, shares of Mankind Pharma will be in focus as the company plans to launch its generic version of blockbuster anti-obesity drug, which goes off patent next year. Thirdly, shares of Ultratech Cement will grab some limelight as the India's largest cement maker announced plans to enter the wires and cable business with an initial capex plan of 1800 crore rupees over the next 2 years. Operations in the segment are expected to start by December 2026 with the production unit in Gujarat. The next stock will be in focus is Nuvama Wealth, as the Asian private equity firm PAG, backed by Blackstone, is considerably talking about a sale of its majority stake in Nuvama Wealth, and with a strategic review underway. Another stock, which is your Star Cement, will grab some limelight as the company has proposed to set up a 3200 crore rupees cement clinker and a grinding plant in Assam. An MOU was signed between the state government and the company on the concluding day of the Advantage Assam Business Summit. And finally, shares of SpiceJet will be in investors' attention as the airline reported a consolidated net profit of 20 crore rupees for the third quarter of the financial year, as compared to a net loss of 458 crore rupees in the second quarter results. Now let's shift focus and see what the global cues are presenting before us. Overnight in the US markets largely rose as the S&P 500 eked out gains, snapping a four-day run of losses, whereas the Dow Jones dropped about nearly 0.5%. However, the tech-heavy Nasdaq composite rose about 0.2%. Coming to the Asian markets, the Asian Pacific markets were mostly higher this morning after key Wall Street indices rose amid fresh tariff threats from the US President Donald Trump. We saw that the Australia's S&P 200 traded 0.4% higher, while Japan's Nikkei 225 rose about 0.3%, and South Korea's Kospi slipped about 0.2%. If you look at the commodities market, oil prices held at two-month lows as a surprise build in US stockpiles signaled demand weakness, and a potential peace deal between Russia and Ukraine continued to weigh on the prices. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Gaurang Shah of Geojit Financial Services, who talks about how investors should utilize this correction to build long-term portfolios.
All of you all. So the sense is that this has been one of the worst times in terms of Indian market performance. We've been down and out. This is the time we saw an all-time new lifetime high on the index Sensex and Nifty last year sometime. And from then onwards, we've been downward move from October till date. Thanks to the good friends like FIs selling left, right and center, record high numbers in terms of the sell side activity for FI. And add to it the Trump tariff tantrums. That has actually been one of the greatest reasons why we've been reacting the way we have been reacting. But, this may last for some time, maybe till April 1st, 2nd week, till the time we have absolute clarity. At least that's what President Trump has said, that 2nd April is the date, I believe, where he said you'll have a lot of clarity. Right. More tariffs is going to follow. Which country and on what goods and services, that only time will tell us. But somewhere close to the bottom, I honestly feel that, we may possibly have a couple of days of bounce back. Whether that bounce back is going to last and stay there, that's a big question mark. And the reason for that is the news flows. Look, I mean, there is nothing wrong as far as domestic issues are concerned, right? We had interest rate cuts. We had a decent enough Q3 earnings policy. Outlook with rate cuts, two rate cuts anticipated possibly in the new financial year. Along with that, a steady GDP growth rate, policies, budget, everything, you know, went quite well. So these are the imported problems, as I call it, you know, which the Indian markets have to deal with. We'll have clarity sooner rather than later. And then possibly we'll stabilize. The most important thing is stabilizing the market, which is not happening. India VIX, you know, keeps on bouncing 5 to 6% every second day. And then, of course, you have concerns in terms of, a picture not being so clear. But my sense is that if you're a trader, you need to worry. But if you're an investor, these are the times when you can create strong portfolios.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We will be back at the same time, same place. Do stay tuned to Money Control.